Radio Nova, 17 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock. That's not bad, actually, from the Blow Monkeys. That's at number 12 in this week's Top 40. And Digging Your Scene.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't dig that.
No, I think it's, no. I think it's nice, actually.
No, I don't think it'll get any higher than about number 7. Six, maybe.
No.
Okay. Six, maybe. Maybe six, yeah. Well, I've nothing to tell you in the way of funny, wacky greetings or,
what a relief.
Limericks or funny news stories. Nobody sent me any, so there's no wimpy vouchers to send out to anybody. I'll just have to go and eat them all myself.
Oh.
I still have these nice vouchers for the Wimpy in Henry Street, the original, part of the new chain of 350 worldwide Wimpies and the only one in Ireland in that chain. And lovely, lovely burgers and...
Nobody wants
chips and peppers. Nobody wants to have any. No, I'll go and eat them all myself. You know where to send it off to? You've only got a few more days, because then I'll have to stop giving out wimpy vouchers. I'll just give out, period, like I'm doing now. So you've got a couple of days. So send me in a funny news story or a wacky animal greeting, or particularly a limerick with the word wimpy in it, and I will send you wimpy vouchers.
Right, okay.
Envelope stuffing. Do you ever stuff envelopes?
Never.
National Enquirer, one of the most common things. You see a lot of these sort of home income things, right? Mm. How to make lots of money at home. Envelope stuffing. It's quite a frequently advertised one. Now, here's an attractive sounding ad. Big Bucks Unlimited is offering Big Bucks stuffing envelopes, thousands weekly. For free information, send SAE to Big Bucks Unlimited, etc. Thousands of bucks weekly for stuffing a few envelopes? No, more likely a few bucks for stuffing thousands of envelopes weekly. Mm. It's all in the way you read it, of course.
I see.
And it's all in the way you read the horoscopes. What kind of a person are you if you're Scorpio? Well, those born under Scorpio often wake up in the morning feeling tired, fed up, disgruntled, and irritable. And with a rotten personality like that, you should stay asleep. Scorpions are people of rare gifts. They rarely buy anybody anything. This year, you should think about getting a job which would suit your qualities and which others would appreciate you, Scorpion, such as, well, a lighthouse keeper or solo yacht person. True friends are thin on the ground this year, though you'll be surrounded by your customary entourage of weak-willed sycophants. Have a good day, Scorpion. And there's some more friends I haven't got and that I've lost. Who have we got today? Ursula Andress.
Yeah, she was an actress, wasn't she?
She was.
Yeah, I saw her.
She's 50 years old. Actually, she's quite a good actress.
Uh-huh.
She certainly developed into a good actress.
I tell you, she developed a
yeah. No, she has, actually. She's quite a good actress.
I see.
Pat McGoohan is 58. Funny enough, one of his old things was on last night, revived Danger Man.
Mm-hmm.
They sent for somebody like me. Oh, by the way, my name is Drake. John Drake. Ornette Coleman, jazz saxophonist, is 56. And Philip Roth, who wrote Portnoy's Complaint, among other things, is 52. So, they're all in the 50s today.
Ah, no musical birthdays
today.
No
musical at all.
Right. Okay, do you mind if I get back to the top 40?
Get back on with it, yeah. Yes. Well, there is actually one. There is a musical one.
Yeah, I was hoping you weren't going to mention it, really.
Let's not.
No, we won't.
He's a bit passé, isn't he?
Very much so.
Okay.
Down to number 11. Huey Lewis,
the
news.
Who it is now.
Do you believe in love? The power of love. The big hope. Would you ever keep quiet? Down from 3 last week to 10 this week. Love Missile. Zig Zig Sputnik. Bob's old man. Frank Sinatra is down from 4 last week to 9 this week with New York, New York. Down 1 from 7 to 8. Nothing serious. Just Bergen from Whistle. And it's a jump of 10 places. Up from 17 to 7 for Culture Club.
I never wanted to be a hero. I never wanted to be a man.
Radio Nova, 24 minutes past 8. Culture Club with Move Away, a big jump up from last week's 17 to this week's number 7. And Move Away. We'll be back to that top 40 in just a moment with a rundown towards the number 1. But first, let us check up on the traffic with Nova's Spy in the Sky. Good morning.
Good morning, John. At 8:24 this morning, it's traffic from the Spy in the Sky takeoff on this beautiful Wednesday morning. Was it 8:06 a.m.? It's going to be sunny today until late afternoon, and apparently there's going to be some heavy rain. I hope not. Now, the motorway is very, very clear near the airport. The city center at the moment is very light. Church Street is very clear. Rathmines, as usual, is beginning to build up. Dunleary and Black Rock coming into the city are fairly light. Drumcondra is also very light. And at the moment, we're just above Lachlan's Town Hospital on our way to see how the dual carriageway is doing. I want to mention a special friend of mine who's confined to his bed for another 10 weeks, John. He's a fellow daredevil like myself and Mario.
He's a disc jockey.
He was involved. He's He was involved in cross-country motorcycle racing, was in an accident. So, just for you, Colin, in Lachlan's Town, we're going to fly in a little lower and give you a big honk. So we'll be back with an update in a few minutes.
I wouldn't mind getting a big honk from you. Listen, what do you think of Prince?
Listen, I disagree with her.
He's a wimp, isn't he?
He's a wimp, and you're my hero, John.
I thought so. Okay, let us look at the top 40 again. We'll get back to Kathy for more traffic later. But Prince and the Revolution are up from last week's 13 to this week's number 6. He's a wimp. Jim Diamond with Hi Ho Silver, great song. Up from 6 last week to 5 this week. The highest new entry of the week comes in at number 4. It's a terrible song. Cliff Richard and the Young Ones with Living Doll. Down from 2 last week to 3, Manic Monday, The Bangles. It's up from last week's number 8 to this week's number 2 for David Bowie with Absolute Beginners. There's no change at number 1 this week, as was last week, Diana Ross and Chain Reaction. For my friend Arnox in Wales, back to number 6.
Just leave it all up to me. I'm gonna show. My wife thinks she's a hen.
Well, why didn't you bring her to me before?
We needed the eggs.
And you'll get all the eggs you want this Easter at the 8 to 12 group of shops, Dublin's answer for late night shopping. There's the 24-hour shop in Rathmines Road, open right round the clock every day of the year. It stocks almost everything you can imagine. Plus the 8 to 12 shop in Rathgar Road, Corrig stores in Dunleary, Clancy's with an off licence in Sandy Cove, and the new Londis 8 to 12 shop in Drumcondra near Binsbridge. They're all open from 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week. So wherever you are, there's a great shop right there at your service, which means you can shop for Easter right up to the last moment. The 8 to 12 group of shops and the 24-hour shop open all night. No need to egg you on with that kind of service.
Have you heard about Wimpy Spring Specials? They're offering sensational meal deals catering for all the family. There's something different for each day of the week. Good reason for a daily visit to the new Wimpy in Henry Street.
Attention all bargain hunters. Unique Boutique's massive half-price sale is now on. Suits were £89.99, now £35. Miami Vice suits were £80, now only £29.99. Trousers, £29.95, smashed down to £15. Our incredible reductions in knitwear cannot be beaten. Unique Boutique, 19 Upper Liffey Street. Half price sale now on. Don't miss this one.
Need a shock? Get four shocks from Fast Fit Exhausts at an unbeatable price. Listen to this. Four shock absorbers fitted to a Fiat 131 for only £77, including VAT. For guaranteed shock absorber bargains for your car, phone Fast Fit Exhausts. Fast Fit Exhausts are at Shaw Street opposite the Matt Talbot Bridge. Fast Fit Exhausts, Santry Avenue opposite the stadium. And Fast Fit Exhausts, Crumlin, opposite the Crumlin Shopping Center. For bargains in shock absorbers, go to Fast Fit Exhausts.
Radio Nova. 8:32 on Baba's headlines.
A British soldier's been killed and another seriously injured in an explosion in Castlewellan, County Down. The IRA have said they planted the bomb. A 16-year-old girl was taken to hospital after being struck by a plastic bullet in Derry last night. She was released after treatment. A new American company has been formed to relaunch the ill-fated Lear Fan project, which collapsed last May. Looks increasingly likely that the next Prime Minister of France will be the Gaullist leader, Monsieur Jacques Chirac. A British businessman held in Libya for the past 2 years has been allowed to return home. A 56-year-old Liverpool woman has been given the liver of Steve Watt, the Scottish boxer who died in hospital after collapsing during a bout on Friday. The British government has lifted its threat to dismiss workers continuing to defy the ban on union membership at the Government Communications Centre in Cheltenham. And as detailed analysis of the British budget continues, the tension is likely to focus on the financial markets for a possibility of a reduction in some interest rates. Weather prospects, it'll remain good and sunny today, but by late afternoon, cloud will develop and some heavy rain is expected after dark. 10 degrees Celsius, expected high, the winds beginning light southwesterly. force 2 to 3, but turning southerly and becoming very strong to gale force 4, 6 to 8 on Dublin Bay.
So it's just a fine start to the day, and things will take a turn for the worse.
Things will take a definite turn for the worse. Rapid deterioration as the afternoon goes on.
What a shame. 8:33.
Stuart Hall said at one stage, 53 points, a world record. I don't think that's been equaled before.
Yes.
Well, I think you're right, Stuart.
I think you're right.
And an advertisement on ITV once stated, you don't get once-in-a-lifetime offers like this every day.
Unfortunately not.
3 times a day, more likely. All right, well, racing. Tomorrow is the big day for the flat in Britain. Racing opens at Doncaster tomorrow. So we'll save any predictions or any prognostications or any forecasts, otherwise known as tips, for then.
No tips today.
No tips today. There's Kelso and there's Worcester, but they're sort of beginning to get into the corn and hay stakes over the jumps. We're, getting ready for Liverpool. That'll be the next and last big jumping festival of the year.
I see. Okay. So and it's the flat tomorrow.
The attention switches to the flat tomorrow.
Good.
Will Lester Piggott, in his first year as a trainer, have any runners tomorrow? Doubtful. Doubtful. Probably be a few weeks before Lester gets his first runners out.
Uh-huh.
Apparently he has a lot of 2-year-olds in the stable, 62 of them to be exact. Okay, so what I'll do now...
What will you do now?
I'll give away a Partners voucher.
Oh, very good.
Or two. A voucher for a meal at Partners, which is upstairs in the Rathfarnham Shopping Centre on the upper level. It's a restaurant and self-service. Fast food with a difference. You'll get served very quickly, but you'll get served with a lot more than you figure that you would in a self-service or a fast food. Extremely nice food, nice lunches they have there. 2 vouchers to give away. All you have to do is to tell me by ringing 932-996. That's it.
They're ringing already.
You have to. You see? I don't even ask a question in the ring. Okay, I'll leave it at that. Fine. You tell me the answer. Okay. Here is a record. It's My Party, circa 1981. Dave Stewart and who was the partner?
Oh, I know that.
Dave Stewart and who? Huh?
Gary Glitter.
Yeah, who was his partner? Twiggy. Yeah.
No, nothing to do with
Petal.
932-996.
Jasmine?
Get out and answer the phone. 932-996. Dave Stewart and who? Here's Jack and Jill. They're partners, aren't they? Yeah. 24 and a half to 9 o'clock.
Someone to feel side of
always one of my favorite songs from Ray Parker Jr., Jack and Jill. It's now 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. What a beautiful day. Did you know that the Smirnoff Vodka people had a poster advertisement with the slogan, "I thought the Kama Sutra was an Indian restaurant until I discovered Smirnoff." Quite good. But the ad was eventually withdrawn because it transpired that most people did in fact think that the Kama Sutra was an Indian restaurant.
You couldn't change it if you tried. Sometimes it seems undying. It seems that you were born to cry. Been trying for so long. Sweet love keeps on going wrong. Take a chance on a lonely love for a lonely love and boy.
Tobin Limited are motoring on the old Palmerstown Road.
Hold it, Bob. What do you mean Brian Tobin Limited are now motoring? They've been motoring with Mercedes for 2 years, and...
I know that, Bob.
But now they're motoring with Austin Rover as well. They're brand new main dealers in the great range of new Austin Rover cars.
Oh, where'd you say they were?
Main Street Palmerstown, ideally situated to serve both north and south side buyers with a complete workshop and stores.
That's good.
Stop interrupting. Test drive any new Austin or Rover. Open 9 to 7 Monday to Friday and 10 to 2 Saturdays. If you're thinking Austin Rover, you've got to think Brian Tobin Limited.
Do you often talk to yourself, Bob?
Yeah.
Join me. Now we're motoring.
The all-new Nickel Man Shop, creating new trends in menswear at the Moore Street Mall ILEC Center, announced their fantastic opening offer. Suits were $89.95. Now only $49.95. You heard right, $49.95. This incredible price, plus great offers in the newest spring arrivals, are only at Nickel for Men in the ILEC Center. Nickel, young fashion for men at the right price.
First-time house buyers, the Own Your Own New Home exhibition at the RDS this weekend is a must for you. There's advice and information on all aspects of buying a new home. Grants, subsidies, tax relief, legal and financial advice with a free booklet and a continuous video show. Part of the Brighter Homes exhibition opens 6 p.m. Friday, March the 21st with Derek Davis. Can you afford to miss it?
Oh, the flashbang wall, what a picture, what a picture. Show what a photograph!
And what quality! At 1 hour photo, you get superb quality color prints on Kodak paper, ready for collection in just 1 hour. And because we only charge you for printable negatives, 1 hour photo prices are really competitive. You also get a unique, no-fuss quality guarantee, plus a free photo album. So when it comes to having your holiday photos developed or enlarged, remember...
1 hour photos, the one...
1 hour photo, Lower Grafton Street, opposite Trinity College, Galleria St. Stephen's Green, and ILAC Centre.
Have you ever noticed the way anything in this city that has any kind of style or originality about it isn't there 5 minutes without other people wanting to be right there alongside? You take New York, New York now. Hasn't it got the ILAC Centre standing there rubbing shoulders with it? And Marks and Spencer right opposite? I tell you, if it wasn't for the fact that Mary Street is pedestrianised, they'd be running coach parties to New York, New York. Still, I suppose that's the penalty for having the best burgers in Dublin. Know what I mean?
Radio Nova!
It's now 15 minutes to 9 o'clock.
I wonder if Andrew only needs a tiny towel as well.
Yeah, I suppose we asking questions like that.
Freda Ryan,
uh-huh,
of Lower Kimmage Road, Dublin 6, and John Shanahan of Temple Oak.
Freda, I am available.
Yes, they're not partners, but they get the partners' vouchers. They were the two winners of the partners' competition this morning.
And they the answer was?
Of course it was Barbara Gaskin.
Oh.
Dave Stewart and Barbara
Gaskin. Wasn't Gary Glitter.
Gaskin. No, it wasn't Gary. No, it wasn't Twiggy either.
Right.
Or Lavender or Violet.
Yeah.
Okay, now, again from the National Enquirer,
mm-hmm,
the house of just about everything, Alpha Therapy Incorporated or Mark Knight, all at the same address, which will just make you into the perfect person. Train your voice for success, actors and politicians' voice training techniques. You will have absolute self-confidence and business and personal success with a voice that commands attention and respect from everyone. You can have my job for a start. Actors and politicians, it says, know that a powerful, well-developed voice is essential to their success. They usually spend thousands of dollars and practice many years to develop a voice packed with power, projection, tone, and resonance. Well, these same techniques are available to you on a unique 60-minute cassette.
Oh.
Exclusive to Alpha Therapy. You'll be absolutely self-conscious, it says. Self-confident, more likely. Knowing that your voice can have the resonance of a Richard Burton, the controlled charm of a Betty Davis, the poise of Ronald Reagan, or the seductive power of a Julio Iglesias. It says here, you'll notice a difference in your voice the very first time you do the cassette, and within a month you'll be commanding new respect and attention from everyone you meet, especially if you carry the 38 special that comes with the cassette.
It's ridiculous. Stu, what's the address?
Box 6-1.
13 and a half minutes tonight. I suppose you're going to say, that's it now, I'm going home.
All right, it is a good line. I'm going to write it down. Okay. Well, John, that's it now. I think I'll go home.
Good. I was hoping you might say something like that, all right?
Have a good day.
See you tomorrow morning, bright and buffy.
Right.
Oh, okay. Here's Elton John. FM at 738 AM. It's your favorite radio station, Radio Nova, 9 and a half minutes to nine. Let us try and find a lady who has spent the whole morning honking over Loughlin's Town Hospital, which is something not too sure she should be doing. She may get arrested. Nova's Spy in the Sky.
Radio, Radio Nova.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, John, you caught us in the middle of breakfast. We're having crackers and cheese and wine. Sorry.
How nice.
This is the Spy in the Sky. City center is very, very light. Church Street is very clear. Rathmines is beginning to build up. The quays in the city are building up. Navan Road is moving very well. Finglas is moving well. Black Rock is beginning to build up. Now, the Southside area generally is moving very well. And do avoid Milltown area. It's starting to build up. And as I mentioned earlier, honking, I don't know what that means over here, but honking at home means to blow the horn.
Yeah.
We passed over Laughlinstown anyway, and we looked like Airwolf. You should have seen it. Mario down there. Just like above Laughlinstown, I was saying hello to a friend of mine named Colum. Very special friend. He's involved in a cross-country motorcycle racing accident.
Uh-huh.
And he's confined to bed for 10 weeks, and he listens to you, John, so you play something special for him.
Hello there, Colum. How are you?
And we will be back. Traffic is okay today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Toward the afternoon, it'll start a little bit of rain showers.
Uh-huh.
We will be back tomorrow with more traffic from Spy in the Sky.
You're not sunbathing up there by any chance, are you?
I don't think so, no.
No.
I better go back to my breakfast now.
Okay, have
See
a nice
you, John.
Day. Bye-bye.
You're crazy. It takes much more, you see, just to go out with me. You're crazy. That man standing in your way, he's my man and he don't play. No, no, he don't play. What he would do if I did with another man. I was flirting with you just to see what he would do. I'll let you hold me tight, squeeze me with all your might while dancing. While dancing, that man standing in your way, he's my man and he don't play. Ooh, I just wanted to see what he would do if I danced with another man. I was flirting with you just to see.
Radio station Nova waking you up to the most beautiful morning this week. It's a Wednesday. It is. It's a Wednesday. I promise it's a Wednesday. Tony McKenzie's up after the news at 9 o'clock. I will be back bright and breezy. At least I will try very hard. Tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock.
Boston Gentle works hard, even when you play rough.
It's here, the most incredible collection of tiles you have ever seen under one roof. Over 2 million of them waiting for you at the Tile Market on Kylemore Road. Cash and carry, wholesale and retail prices lower than you believe. Huge stocks of ceramic wall and floor tiles, British and continental. Carpet tiles, cork tiles, vinyl tiles, mirror tiles, and mosaics. Bring the car, van, or lorry, there's plenty of parking space. The Tile Market, 74 Kylemore Road off the Nace Road. All the tiles you'll ever need under one roof.
Walton's Spring Sale now on. We're offering the widest selection of musical instruments and accessories available at unbeatable prices. For value and service, come to Walton's, North Frederick Street, Dublin, and Dunera Shopping Centre.
Need a shock? Get four shocks from Fast Fit Exhausts at an unbeatable price. Listen to this. Four shock absorbers fitted to a Fiat 131 for only £77, including VAT. For guaranteed shock absorber bargains for your car, phone Fast Fit Exhausts. Fast Fit Exhausts are at Shaw Street opposite the Matt Talbot Bridge. Fast Fit Exhausts, Santry Avenue opposite the stadium. And Fast Fit Exhausts, Crumlin, opposite the Crumlin Shopping Center. For bargains in shock absorbers, go to Fast Fit Exhausts.
There's a beautiful new look for you at Peter Mark. Peter Mark, your top hairdresser.
The original taste of Kentucky Fried Chicken is in Dunleary today.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 738 kHz AM and 102.7 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
ABC Network Breakfast Time News with Bob Gallico. Good morning. A British soldier's been killed and another seriously injured in an explosion in Castle Welland, County Down. The dead man has been named as 20-year-old rifleman David Allen Mully, a single man from Sunderland. His regiment, the 1st Battalion, the Royal Green Jackets, just arrived in the north at the end of last week. The no-warning bomb exploded at a disused pub as rifleman Mully passed it on foot patrol just before 8:30 last night. He died instantly. The bomb demolished the pub. A pregnant woman and her 3-year-old daughter had to be treated in hospital. 30 children in a nearby youth club had a narrow escape as the bomb exploded in the town's main street. The area is still sealed off. The IRA have said they planted the bomb. A 16-year-old girl was taken to hospital after being struck by a plastic bullet in Derry last night. She was hit when British soldiers fired 3 baton rounds at 40 youths who were throwing petrol bombs. She was later released after treatment. A new American company has been formed in the north to relaunch the ill-fated Lear Fan project, which collapsed last May. The new company will try to complete the certification program for the revolutionary new plane. Talks on the possible reopening of the Varome Dockyard will begin in Cork this morning. They involve the company's receiver and a group of local authorities, business firms, and backers who are interested in starting a ship repairs operation. It's believed that Fort Chioranta has approved the talks. The Telecommunications Service Users Council has produced its first report. In it, the council says the only answer to complaints about incorrect phone bills is separate listing of all calls. The report says it's taking up to 8 weeks for complaints about accounts to be cleared by Telecom Éireann. A pilot scheme involving itemized billing was carried out in Nace among 27 customers. Almost all said they would like to control their phone calls and that itemized billing would help them to do this. The council says most of the complaints received were about faults. Most were said to have been cleared up within 2 days of being reported. Other complaints were about delays in connecting and accounts. The council found that Bord Telecom Éireann appeared to give customer relations a very low rating and recommended that more staff training be given in this area. Criticisms of recent increases in charges were also made. It looks increasingly likely that the next Prime Minister of France will be the goalist leader, Monsieur Jacques Chirac. Monsieur Chirac, one of the main figures in the right-wing coalition that won the parliamentary election on Sunday, spent more than 2 hours with President Mitterrand last night. Later, he said his colleagues had agreed that he should accept the job. A British businessman held in Libya for the past 2 years has been allowed to return home. 32-year-old Mr. Malcolm Pike from Dorset had his passport seized after the Libyans claimed his former employer owed tax. But on Saturday, he was told that the law which had prevented him from returning home had been repealed. He flew into Gatwick Airport last night. His family awaited him. 56-year-old Liverpool woman has been given the liver of Steve Watt, the Scottish boxer who died in hospital after collapsing during a bout on Friday. The operation at a hospital in Birmingham was made possible by Watt's family donating his organs for transplant. The British government has lifted its threat to dismiss workers continuing to defy the ban on union membership at GCHQ, the government communications center in Cheltenham. The ultimatum, issued less than a week ago, was withdrawn at talks last night between the Foreign Secretary, Sir Geoffrey Howe, and leaders of the seven civil service unions. However, Sir Geoffrey is said to have insisted that those involved could still face disciplinary action. The General Secretary of the Civil and Public Services Association, Mr. Alistair Graham, said the unions welcomed the fact that the government had backed down. He said ministers had realized they were in an intolerable situation and had made a mistake in trying to ban unions at GCHQ. As detailed analysis of the British budget continues, attention is likely to focus on the financial markets for a possible reduction in some interest rates. There's said to be a feeling that this could happen any day now. Chancellor Lawson's suggestion yesterday that he wouldn't need to increase government borrowing to compensate for the loss of oil revenues is said to possibly create the necessary scope for interest rates to come down. The weather prospects for all areas, it'll remain sunny throughout the day until late afternoon when cloud will develop and heavy rain will be present after dark. 10 degrees Celsius expected high. The winds are southwesterly and they're light force 2 to 3. During the day, they'll veer southerly and become strong to gale force. And that's force 6 to 8 on Dublin Bay. The next high tide is at 6:11 p.m. and the sunset is at 6:36 p.m. That's the ABC Network News at 5 minutes past nine.
Tony McKenzie, Radio Nova.
Good morning, how are you? It's a bright and sunny day. I'm not really sure what day it is yet, but I'm working on it. Give me a chance. It's only 9:05. Hope you're well, though. Start today with Alexander O'Neill, If You Were Here.
As the night moves in, love takes on new meaning. If you were here, you would know what I mean. Waiting.
trying to see what year that came from. Hang on.
Yes, it was
1961. I knew it was all the time. That's the Everly Brothers. 11 minutes after 9 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. It's you and me until 1 o'clock today. Well, if you're driving into work at the moment, it's you and me until whatever time it is you get into work. You stay right where you are. Some great songs coming up. And as it's a bright and sunny day, it makes everybody feel in a good mood. So no problems in the traffic jams this morning. No swearing at each other. No honking the horns. No flashing the lights. What am I talking about? September, slowly. Minutes after 9 o'clock. Good new song from September. That's called Slowly. Now, if you are on your way to work at the moment, whichever means you're using to get to work today, be it the car, the bike, or whatever, have a nice day. If you're unemployed at the moment and you're sitting at home, don't forget the Radio Nova job spot, 10:30, 11:30, and 12:30. Could find you something to do. The Radio Nova job spot, right here for you. It's Captain Sensible.
Happy talking, happy.
got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, are you gonna make a dream come true?
After nine with Captain Sensible and Happy Talk. Now, first-time house buyers, the Own Your Own New Home exhibition at the RDS this weekend is a must for you. There's advice and information on all aspects of buying a new home, grants, subsidies, tax relief, legal and financial advice with a free booklet and a continuous video show. Part of the Brighter Homes exhibition opens at 6 o'clock Friday, March the 21st with Derek Davis. You can't afford to miss it.
Need a shock? Get four shocks from Fast Fit Exhausts at an unbeatable price. Listen to this. Four shock absorbers fitted to a Fiat 131 for only £77, including VAT. For guaranteed shock absorber bargains for your car, phone Fast Fit Exhausts. Fast Fit Exhausts are at Shaw Street opposite the Matt Talbot Bridge. Fast Fit Exhausts, Santry Avenue opposite the stadium. And Fast Fit Exhausts, Crumlin, opposite the Crumlin Shopping Center. For bargains in shock absorbers, go to Fast Fit Exhausts.
Yes, Barbarella's is back. It's like old times again. Beautiful girls, fun-seeking guys, aphrodisiac cuisine, Cupid atmosphere, and of course our beautiful Barbarella babes. All old VIP and privilege cards welcome. Tuesday night is ladies' night. Open Tuesday to Saturday, 11 till late. Barbarella's at 76 Fitzwilliam Lane. Barbarella's.
Next time you're shopping at H. Williams, watch out for Loopy Lou. She's very special because she's a scarf and a doll that little girls will adore. To get her, just start collecting the special tokens when you shop at H. Williams. They'll be ever so snug with Loopy Lou.
Loopy Lou. She's waiting for you at H. Williams.
Tony McKenzie, 102.7.
738.
Cannot hide, setting my feet upon the